This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Governor Polis says he'll be working with state lawmakers on changes to insurance claims in response to last month's Marshall Fire.
How can folks who lose everything have more money released to them up front if they've effectively been totaled and lost? So I think there's some that we're learning even now, stories. There's many for whom the insurance process is working. There's others that we hear various stories for how it can be improved.
Polis says, unfortunately, any insurance policy changes would help people in the future, but not necessarily those impacted by the Marshall Fire. Investigators have identified the last person still missing after last month's fire, CPR's Matt Moret reports.
The family of 91-year-old Nadine Turnbull says she was last seen trying to save her dogs when the Marshall Fire destroyed her home on the outskirts of Superior last month. Wednesday, the Boulder County Sheriff's Office said it found bone fragments where Turnbull's house once stood. A lab will now analyze whether the bones are human. Turnbull is one of two people declared missing in the fire's immediate aftermath. 69-year-old Robert Sharp is believed to have died fighting the fire at his home. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
El Paso County Congressman Doug Lamborn is officially running for re-election. If victorious, it would be the Republicans' ninth term in Congress. Lamborn's district covers Colorado Springs and nearby communities. It's solidly Republican. His primary challenger is State Representative Dave Williams. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.